I'm a coward. I could have turned back around, but I was selfish. I wanted to see what was out there. That forest was calling my name. I was just curious, just like any other tiger. The one thing that I really wanted to do was to go home. And that forest made me feel at home. I wonder what my life would be like now if I stayed with him. Would I have a home? Would he care for me? What would my life look like at this very moment? Many things went through my mind the night I left. I wondered if someone found him, or if he was left there by himself. I hoped not. I thought about my life, where I was going to sleep and eat, and the biggest fear I had was having to fight off anything that got in my way. "Daddy, Daddy," stamped me out of my thoughts. When I looked to my left, I saw my cub Simba sitting there with a curious look on his face. "Can you tell me the story about how you got here?" asked my son. I hesitated at first, but gave in, nonetheless. I always seem to get lost in my thoughts when I tell the story. It makes me feel like I'm really there. "Well, I'm not really sure where to start," I said, "so I'll start from the beginning. It all started when they put me on that thing that floated on the water. I was really confused and tired. I don't really remember anything after that. All I know is that when I woke up, there was water up to my neck, and I was trying to swim to a boy calling my name. 'Richard Parker! Richard Parker!' he said. I wanted to get where he was. He was standing and didn't have to swim, and he was not drowning. Why he started hitting me with a stick, I will never know. The first thing I noticed on there was a hyena. I'll have to watch out for that guy. I heard Zebra and the boy. The first thing I did was go under the cover so I wouldn't get wet and went to sleep. When I woke up, I noticed the boy trying to grab the orange squares and lots of those sticks he was hitting me with. When he noticed I was looking, he looked super scared. I quickly grabbed the things he needed and left. A little later, I heard a commotion outside. When I looked, I noticed an orangutan climbing into the boat. That is one more to add to the list to watch out for. I think the hyena got a hold of the zebra, because when I took a good look at him, he was missing a leg. A few days later, the zebra died, and the hyena attacked the orangutan, killing it also. I have not eaten in a while now, and it has gotten to me. I ended up eating the hyena. I'm not sure how the boy is surviving. How is he finding food? He left a bowl of water out for me, which is slowly emptying. The first time I came out from under the cover, the boy looked scared and started to blow this whistle at me like a madman. Then he poured his urine all over the place. A few days later, I swear I saw him smell and then eat my feces. I was just sitting on the ground, minding my own business, when the fish hit me in the face. When I looked again, there were hundreds of flying fish hitting me and the boy. But then it happened. A huge fish, about half the size of the boy, flew on, and I wanted it. But so did the boy. As I went forward to get it, he blew his whistle, and I knew to back off. If luck could kill, I would be dead. He looked relieved when I turned back around to go back to eating the little fish. I guess he needed it more than me. The next few days were rough. We went through a really bad storm. It was scary. I hid through most of it while the boy sat outside. Then the boy shot something at one of those floating things, but looked really sad when no one noticed. The worst thing happened after a few days without eating. I could not see. It started off blurry, but soon enough it was just complete darkness. Something hit me in the face. It smelt like fish. It was hard to find, but good nonetheless. I think that the boy might have gone blind too. Not eating has really taken a toll on us. We have become skinny, and I could see the bones sticking out of the boy before I went blind. I still remember when I was able to see again. It was weird adjusting to the light. When I looked around, I noticed the boy was talking to another boy, but I didn't know what they were saying. I looked over to my cub, wondering if I should really tell him how I was in a weak moment and ate the boy he was talking to, or if I should just leave that out for the sake of my son. It was difficult, but I told him anyways. He looked shocked when he said, "You really ate a man? How could you do that?" I looked over at him with sorrow in my eyes and replied with, "I was hungry, and I really didn't know what to do. My mind got the best of me. If I could do it again, I would not have eaten him." My cub looks at me with sad eyes and says, "I hope I never have to do that. That must have been a hard decision. It was very difficult, but the best part is coming up. Do you still want to hear the rest of the story?" I said. "Oh, please, this is my favorite story. Of course I want to hear the rest, he replied. Well, it all started one morning. I remember waking up to a bump of some kind. Like we hit something. When I looked, all I saw was jungle. It was beautiful. I was so excited I jumped out and started to walk towards the water that my body needed so much, only to find it was fresh water. I looked back to see the boy, but he was gone. I was disappointed that he was not there. But then again, maybe he found some fresh water, too. Maybe he found some food. Upon exploring some more, I found meerkats running along. Of course I was hungry and I had to eat a few. That didn't stop them from letting me chase them and just have a good time. I knew something was wrong when the meerkats started running up the trees and getting off the ground. I retreated back to the thing we came from. I was hoping that the boy followed the meerkats to the trees, or at least realized the jungle was not safe. We stayed for weeks, eating the meerkats and drinking fresh water, getting our strength back. Until one day, the boy ushered me back under the thing and we were off again in the water. I wonder why we left. A few days later, I was woken up with a bump, just like when we found the island. But this time was different. I knew from the moment that the boy lay down in the sand, things wouldn't be the same. I knew that I would be taken back to the zoo, where I lived most of my life in a cage. I didn't want that life, so I walked away. I didn't look back. I don't even know to this day if someone found him, if he's okay. But I would walk away from him 100 times again, because I found her mom when I left. And meeting her gave me the best thing I could ask for, I said. Sibyl looked at me with hopeful eyes and said, "What was that, Dad?" "You," I said with a smile. The end.